31 people were part of the permanent group. They included soldiers in the U.S. Army, William Clark's slave, named York, and Lewis's dog, called Seaman. When they start, they have a 16-meter keelboat, two smaller wooden boats, and some canoes. The Corps of Discovery officially departed from St. Louis, Missouri, on May 14, 1804. They sailed up the Missouri River. At the time, rivers were the fastest way to travel, especially if you had a lot to carry. But the Missouri River was dangerous. The water moved quickly. Fallen trees grabbed the bottom of the boats, and when the men left the river, the land was dangerous too. The Corps of Discovery passed through the Great Plains, passing through today's states of Missouri, Nebraska, and South Dakota. They spent the first winter at Fort Mandan, South Dakota. The Corps of Discovery traveled through the Great Plains, passing through today's states of Missouri, Nebraska, and South Dakota. They spent the first winter at Fort Mandan, North Dakota. Then they moved west into Montana. They had no maps for this area. They did not know what to expect. Throughout the expedition, the Corps of Discovery saw many creatures they had never seen before. Bighorn sheep, the prairie dog, magpies, and of course, the grizzly bear. Even though Lewis says he'd rather go up against two Indians than one bear, almost all of the expedition's relations with the Native Americans were friendly. The Lewis and Clark expedition were not the first Westerners or even the first white people. A lot of French and Canadian fur trappers lived and worked in the North American West. And the trappers already had relationships with many of the Native American tribes here, including the Salish, the Kootenai, the Pend'oreille, and the Sioux. For almost a month, a Shoshone guide led the expedition over the mountains. The group traveled on horseback and on foot. Even though it was only September, the ground was covered with snow. Fallen trees blocked their path. Some horses fell and rolled down the mountainside. Another horse, which carried all of Lewis's winter clothes, got lost. The men were wet and cold. They had almost nothing to eat. A few times, they killed and ate one of their young horses. Remember, Lewis and Clark hoped to find an all-water route across the continent. Sure, they knew they would have to travel over a set of mountains between today's states of Montana and Idaho. What they did not realize is that there are six sets of mountains. Their journey across the mountains showed them that there was no easy way to get from the Atlantic Ocean to the Pacific Ocean, at least not on the route they took. The expedition spent 3.5 wet, cold months at Fort Clatsop. They killed some elk and deer, and they made salt from ocean water. For the rest of their food, they traded with the natives to survive. The Corps of Discovery offered beads and fish hooks. The Clatsops gave them roots, berries, and fish. The expedition also ate dog meat, but they did not eat Meriwether Lewis's dog. The expedition left Fort Clatsop in March 1806. They returned to St. Louis in May. This time, they knew the land, they knew the Native Americans along the way, and they did not stop to collect very many plant and animal specimens. When they arrived at St. Louis, a large group gathered to greet the expedition. No one had expected them to be gone so long. Even Thomas Jefferson, at the President's house in Washington, D.C., did not know if the expedition had survived, let alone succeeded. By 1804, most of the journals the expedition... By 1814, most of the journals the expedition kept were published. American trappers and traders especially used the information. They hunted beaver, otter, mink, and other animals, then used shipping ports on the Pacific Ocean to sell the animal skins in Asia and Europe.